Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, May 15th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me normally is Dr. Christopher Green, but he's got a great opportunity they can't miss this morning, which is his daughter graduating from high school. We all remember those special times and those moments that cannot be interfered with anything in life. And so today we've got a co-host that I have known for many, many years, Brandon Knight. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brandon.
Oh, it's good to be here, getting my radio voice on.
Brandon has actually worked at Nutrition World for quite some time, left for another pursuit in life, moved to another city, and has now returned. And I will have to say he has vast amount of experience in so many categories of natural health, holistic, and a very wise person. I know there's a lot of individuals, and I don't put this down, that have a lot of knowledge, but there's far fewer who have wisdom. And I really feel that Brandon has a good combination of both knowledge and wisdom regarding health. And so we're fortunate to have him, and who knows, he might become a regular stand-in for me if I need to go somewhere. And Brandon, I think you know a little bit about this past week for myself. I got the opportunity to go into a learning situation in Missouri, and it was the first time I have flown commercial flight since COVID. And of course, one reason I did go was because the mask mandate was lifted, and I got to go, expenses paid, from two people. Dr. Axe, which is a very, very popular person on the internet for nutritional knowledge, and his partner, Jordan Rubin. They both flew me to this farm in Missouri. It's about, I think it's 5,000 acres. And what it is Jordan Rubin was the founder of Garden of Life, which was a massively big company that he sold, I think, in about 2002, I think. And his passion now in his life is farming, but not normal farming. It's regenerative farming. And even though I know a decent amount about that, I really realized I didn't know much at all. And most people, I always thought regenerative farming was like a super organic farm. Nope, not at all. What we're doing is we are setting our grandkids up for complete failure of this earth and this soil to be able to produce foods of any quality and even quantity down the road because of the previous farming methods that have corrupted the soil. And if I will say this, which I've said several times, there's one of the finest movies ever made. It's called The Biggest Little Farm. I actually haven't watched TV in 8 years. I just don't. And I happened to only see these few movies when I was flying on commercial airlines, sometimes to long trips. And I saw this about 4 years ago, and this is what really sparked my interest. 4 years ago, it turned my head completely around. And we learned about how we have to create a symbiotic relationship for healthy soils, healthy microorganisms, and less pesticides, less of the chemicals, because at the rate we're going, we're producing soil that will be barren. It will be like the Dust Bowl of the previous times in history. And I have learned so much. In fact, I text my daughter when I was out there and said, hey, when I get done paying alimony in 2 years, I'm buying a farm. And she said, go, Dad, go. And could I want to. That's really right now a part of my path. And Jordan Rubin and Dr. Axe have such a plan of helping to educate farmers in this United States to understand the implications of this, because the only way you can get healthy foods is to have healthy soils. And you cannot do that by continuing to add new chemicals to this mix. So I'm kind of on Ed Jones' Facebook. I posted about 12 or about 10 pictures of myself out there. And I actually did a TikTok, Brandon. I don't know if you saw my TikTok. I posted it last night. because I've got 2.4 million views on my TikTok, and it has to do with, of course, working out. But I was in a chicken house, and I'm sitting there picking these eggs up and kind of excited about the fact that I'm in this farm in Missouri. So I'm just, I know I'm going to probably bore people with all this farming talk, but I was thrilled to death to go. A little challenging with the old hip, as we know, you know, my hip comes and goes. It is getting better. A little update on the ketamine, and then I'm going to let you put a word or two in if you have a comment, Brandon. But the ketamine is my IV that I'm doing. I've done six now. Ketamine does give you an out-of-the-body experience. You're completely separate from your physical being, and it is one of the most incredible experiences of my life. We know that people who have terminal diagnosis, many of which who do one ketamine IV, come to peace with their death. I don't know of anything else that in the medical field that certainly could offer that. And I have just, my hip's getting better because part of chronic issues is emotional. And so this has allowed me to look deeper into a place that that would be pretty impossible to do on our own. We don't logically do that through intelligence. What do you think about that kind of therapy, Brandon? I know you've kind of delved into, learned a lot about that.
I think it's vital. In my experience, clients of mine and people that I've been with and people that I've helped and experts in the field have always gone back to the emotional connection to the body and how it influences everything. There isn't a portion of the body that's not affected by it. So my version of the ketamine jump was going to Peru for a couple months and living with shamans out in the jungle. So I love that whole journey that you're taking. It's so cool, man. It's really, really good stuff.
Well, I appreciate it because it is. I couldn't have done this 10 years ago. I think we have to be in the right place at the right time
in
our life.
For sure.
And
for
I'm
sure.
not recommending ketamine to anyone because it needs to be intuitively wisdom driven. Because the wrong, if you're in the wrong place of your life and you did it, it could be a negative outcome at that point. I think down the road it may turn positive, but it's not for everyone, and it's actually a little scary at first because you are. There's no such thing as time, and I've always read about not that time is kind of an illusion, but when I experienced it through the ketamine trip, I really got to feel the truth of the fact that that time is an illusion, and it's pretty dang cool, I have to say.
It's one of those common elements. You learn how to surrender.
There you go.
That's so hard to do for us, man. We have such big egos. We all want to prove ourselves in some way. We all want to take our space. And when you're on a ketamine adventure, or when you go and you work with shamans and, you know, these different things, or you find different plant medicines that can alter your consciousness a little bit and teach you something, you have to learn how to let go and be taught.
I love it. And that's not the American way.
No, not at all.
We're supposed to grind out and toughen up and power through. And there's times and places for that. But on the personal journey, I think that surrender is probably the key word. And I just am thrilled to that. I mean, like all things in my life, it's going to lead me to another place in my life. And I'm following that intuition, hopefully, that I can share some of that may be helpful. I am going to do, because we have such a huge platform at Nutrition World with social media and Instagram and TikTok and YouTubes, I'm going to do a kind of a ketamine journal and explain.
It's awesome.
After I get about maybe six more, I just purchased six more, so I will have 12 under my belt, and I want to just kind of give the lowdown, because I can tell you a lot of sites will not allow ketamine be posted about information. TikTok will not. I don't think Instagram will. YouTube will allow stories to be told, and so, you know, that's going to be my story, because I'm just here to share information that can possibly help other people.
By the way, Ed's TikTok is the jam. If you guys have not went over to see Ed's TikTok, it is the best. He did a parody on the Will Smith slap that I thought was absolutely amazing. So if you haven't at least seen that, go over and check that out. But check out the Regenerative Farming TikTok, too. It's really cool.
And the stuff. TikTok is Ed Jones 63. Ed Jones 63 is the name of that. And on the, you know, the other parts of the platform of the TikTok, it's just about being fit. That's all it's really about. But it's an unusual kind of way that I did it. And it was kind of quirky, but I enjoy doing it. I really do. And so we are going to have a guest on the next segment I have known for several years. Just a wonderful, wonderful individual, very heart-driven, and we're going to talk about organ donation. And I talked to Carla right before we started the first segment, and I mean, again, it's like that same old story. I knew a little, but thought I knew more until I actually talked to someone who knew a lot. And I was clueless, and just a little bit she's informed me. This is very important for all of us to consider, especially when you hear her personal story of how it developed into what it now is, and her path in life. Like so many stories of disaster has a brighter side to it when we can embrace it, turn it around, and this is one of those times. So it is time to take a break. We'll be back in a minute talking about organ donation. More to come as we continue for Dr. Christopher Green normally, but Brandon and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with normally my partner, Dr. Green. He's at his daughter's graduation. Congratulations. Got Brandon with me from Nutrition World as a co-host today.
Again, hello, good people.
Yeah, welcome back. We have a very interesting segment that also is very, very important, especially now that I've learned more about it. It's about organ donations. And I know you right now you're hearing that word and you're saying, yeah, I kind of know. I checked my driver's license off. Listen, I thought the same thing until about 35 minutes ago when I got a little preview from Carla King, who's with us today, to explain how a tragedy in her life is she's turning it around to as best she can to be extremely positive for other individuals. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Carla.
Thank you, Ed. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for taking the time. So yeah, organ donation is so important. And actually, April is National Organ Donation Awareness Month, but we weren't able to get me in right now. So I'm thankful to be here today because anytime people can register to be an organ donor, and it's important every day of the year to be aware.
Well, and then tell us, I think stories are the best way for people to always learn, has been throughout history. So tell us a little bit about your personal story and how this came about.
Okay. Well, 7 years ago, my son Luke was 18, and he tragically died. And he died in such a way that actually all of his organs were healthy, and he was able to be an organ donor. And I was telling, talked to you earlier and telling you that when Luke was 17, we had moved to Kentucky, and I took him to the driver's license place to get a new driver's license. And there was a big banner up that said, Donate Life, Kentucky Organ Donor Association. And every state has their own donor association. There is a national registry for recipients and donors, but each state kind of coordinates their own program. But he said, Mom, what does that mean? What is Donate Life? And I said, well, Luke, I said, honestly, when you die, you don't really need your body anymore. And so, your organs can be harvested and given to somebody else so that they can live. And he goes, well, how's that? And I said, well, it typically does have to be some type of a head injury. Sometimes there are other things that can happen where you can donate organs. I said, but, like if you were, God forbid, ever in a car accident and died, then in your head, you had a head injury, we could donate your organs. And he said, well, how do you feel about that? And I said, I think it'd make me happy. I think that it would give me some comfort to know that your life went on and that something good came out of a tragedy. And he said, well, I want to do that. And I said, well, just tell the lady up there when you register, just, fill out the thing. So he, checked the little box in the back of his card, but he actually registered. And that's the important part. We think sometimes that just checking the back of our driver's license is good enough. But when you go online, and you can go easily to Tennessee Donor Services, and it takes less than 3 minutes to register. You get your name, you put in your address, your phone number and email, and your social security number. And if you want to give, it's good to carry around something that tells your blood type if you know it, because they can start the process a little faster with that. And how quickly you can find donors is so important. I thought that if somebody died, you just could take their organs and give it to anybody. I had no idea that the heart and lungs can only be outside the body for about 4 hours. So you have to have recipients matched up really quickly. And it's much easier to start that process of knowing whether or not you can look for recipients on the national registry list. At any given time, there are 100,000 people that need an organ to save their life. And right now, we've had just most recent statistics would be about 41,000 life-saving transplants the last year from 21,000 donors. And so that means that on average, one person can donate about two organs. Usually, in the case of my son, this is what gave me so much comfort and just allowed me to know that God was in control and knew that, the number of Luke's days. And that is, Luke was able to save six lives. He was wow. able to donate his heart, his lungs, both kidneys, his pancreas, and his liver. And
I must ask this question. Do you have any idea who those people are?
I do.
Really?
So after the, a few weeks afterwards, there's so much support for families afterwards. They have aftercare support, so there's grief classes that you can take. Someone calls you at any time if you want to speak to someone. There's somebody that's on call 24/7 for families to talk to, and they reached out to me. I was trying to be strong and truthfully looking back. I really wasn't even processing Luke's death yet. So But it's since become important to me. I've had more contact with the aftercare program in the last 2 years than I did in the first years. So as you know, as I've been able to move through processing Luke's death. But they will reach out to you and they will give you an update. So the first thing is you receive a letter and it tells you the kidney, not the kidney, tells you each organ and something about the person it went to, where they live, what they do in life, why they needed this, and their age, and their whether or not they're male or female. And that's another thing people need to know. It does not matter about your race, your gender. The only thing is they're seeing now that females do better with female kidneys than male kidneys for some reason. But Luke's kidneys went to two females, so, and he, you know, he was a male. So anyway, they gave me that update, and then I periodically get updates, and it just so happens that I typically receive something just when I need like a little boost. I might be having a down day, and I'll get something, and I just received a notification from in March that you know, I'll even just kind of read it to you. It's that personal. The right kidney status recipient is very good. The recipient has excellent kidney function, is able to maintain a normal, fulfilling life because of this gift. The right kidney is doing well. The kidney function is well for him. The double lung recipient, and this was interesting because we lived in Kentucky, and I know that this went to a 49-year-old man who was a coal miner and had black lung disease, and so he received a double lung transplant. And I was 48 when I lost Luke, and I thought that was my age. Mm-hmm. And to, you know, I know he had family that depended on him, children, a wife, and so we just don't understand how important it is for those other families. That we're in a time of grief and tragedy, we focus more on the tragedy and our grief, and that's of course normal. Understandable. Mm-hmm. But if you can know all this information ahead of time and have thought it through and talked to your family, I'm so glad that Luke and I had that conversation, because I didn't have to think about it in that moment. I knew what Luke's wishes were, what he told me he wanted to do. And even on the way to the hospital, as I was telling you earlier, we were, you know, rushing to the hospital, and got a call from the physician that they were going to life flight Luke to Vanderbilt. And I knew the type of injury that Luke had. Unfortunately, Luke died from, I call it the fatal symptom of mental illness, from a gunshot wound to the head. And I knew that that was probably, you know, something that he wouldn't really survive with much quality of life. And I had to make that split decision in just a few seconds. And I asked the physician, I said, "I'm a nurse practitioner, please, you know, tell me the truth." I said, and looking at the CT scan, "Is there any possible way?" I said, "I know we can keep Luke alive with life support, but is there any possible way he would ever have any quality of life, or would he just be basically a vegetable?" And he said he would never have any quality of life. And so I said, "Well, will you please just keep him there? Because I don't want you to do heroics. That may cause his organs to deteriorate that extra time, and allow me just to get there to the hospital to be able to be with him and be able to keep his all his organs healthy and going." And so he said yes, he would. And so that was just a gift to me, that I was able to be there and have several hours. It's a process. We were able to start that process earlier because we knew Luke wanted to be a donor. We knew his blood type. We knew we had a lot of information. And so they started searching and matching. And it was the 5th of April of 2015, and it just happened to be Easter Sunday morning. And I can remember you know, it happened on Saturday evening, and it was the next day that they pronounced him brain dead. They say that they have to be meet certain qualifications, and when we got to the hospital, he was at a 4, and you have to be a 3 to be pronounced brain dead. So it was just one last reflex that he had to lose, and that happened within just a couple of hours. And so, you know, he was brain dead, but they didn't have someone come in to pronounce him because it was Easter Sunday. Nobody was making rounds of the hospital. But that gave me more time with him. So again, just another little gift. But that morning, I got up and I was, you know, I had been laying in the bed with Luke, just holding him, and I went over to the window and looked out. It was about 5 in the morning, 5:30, and the sun was just starting to come up, and I could see this beautiful sunrise from the 8th floor of his hospital room. And I thought, wow, it's Easter Sunday morning, and what a beautiful day it looks like. And I thought, I was crying. I was just like, Lord, this is the worst day of my life. But for 6 other people, it's the best day of their life. Mm-hmm. And that thought has given me so much peace and comfort. Every time I, you know, get sad, I think, wow, there's somebody else right now that's, you know, living their life, being with their family, enjoying the holidays, and making a difference in other people's lives. One of these girls, when I got the story, she was actually in school to be a school teacher, and she's, you know, since completed that. The liver recipient was a lady that was about the age of what my husband was at the time. And I thought, wow, you know, if I had been without my, you know, spouse at that age, how difficult that would be. And she is actually the one that just continued to reach out to me. Mm. They all wrote letters to me and thanked me.
Really?
But they were anonymous. Okay. So she wrote a letter, and she just kept on reaching out. And every time she would reach out, it would be like, like I said, a time when I just needed to hear something. And so finally she asked if she could communicate, and we have since become friends. And the interesting thing is that she has one son named Zach, and that's what I have left is one son named Zach.
Really?
So,
wow.
And she has her son, Zach, has special needs. And so she really needed to be here. And she told me all about the days just before she woke up with Luke's liver. She was in a coma, and her family had been called in and told that she wouldn't live if she didn't get a liver. And she said, you know, she remembered her last prayer to the Lord before she kind of was out. And then she woke up like the 7th of April with Luke's liver.
Wow.
And has done great since. She just wrote me a letter not too long ago about going to the beach and enjoying the beach for the first time in a long time. So it's been great. So go to Tennessee Donor Services and make sure that you register and have that conversation then with your family. Let them know you've registered and what your wishes are.
That is a moving story, Carla.
Wow, certainly, yeah.
And when people hear this, they're going to have a different view and picture of, one is, you didn't really have a super plan, but things came in front of you that allowed you to do something that is now allowing you to have the gift of these other 6 people. Despite the tragedy, you're a hero yourself, there's no doubt. So now we're putting this in front of people. And so they should, I hope, if their heart leads them, to go to Tennessee Donor Services, sign up, because like you said, time is of the essence. And if you do this, it could, I don't know, could save an hour or two. Well, when you talk about your organs only have 4 hours, this is very important. Mm-hmm. In fact, I will be doing this myself, and you've certainly motivated me for that. I don't know if people want this old body of mine, but I have taken pretty good care of it. Perhaps the organs are still functional. They don't want my hip, but they want everything else.
There's
maybe
no age limit. They want anyone of any age and any gender can register. And even with health conditions, they can register, because there are some things they can use.
Absolutely. All right. All right. All right. You are a hero, Carla. Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. Thank you, Carla.
Right.
Amazing story.
Yeah. And it is time to take a break. We come back. I got a lot of good information and notes on health and things I've learned in the previous 2 weeks that I want to talk about. A little bit about COVID is normal. It is making a slight comeback. I've seen 3 people now with COVID and customer-wise in the store. So that plus more to come as we continue for Normally Dr. Green. But got Brandon here. I'm Ed Jones with Nutritional World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medi-Chemist D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medi-Chemist D. And we call her Medi-Chemist D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation. And we call her Medi-Chemist D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, normally back with my Dr. Green partner, but we got Brandon today. Dr. Green's enjoying his daughter's graduation. I remember that, pretty much remember it. It's been a long time, but real quickly, after this, I want to ask Brandon about one of his major specialties of knowledge, which is mold. And it is truly epidemic, and it's not very well recognized in the medical community, and it's also not treatable in that community, and it has devastated many people's whole life, their emotions, their immune system. But before we do that, I want to again talk about one thing that I'm very adamant at this point about, which is EMFs, electromagnetic fields. And I spoke last week about the fact that I had this new monitor, and driving down Gunbell Road, the levels of EMFs were about 500 times higher than what the government actually recommends. So it was on the very high dangerous level. Well, guess what? If you have arrhythmias, or you have multiple different health issues, or even emotions and physically, this cannot be good for us. It will come out in eventually with the truth, as all truth does, surfaces eventually to the top. But one thing, I got a really great friend who's lived through the devastation of EMFs and a lot of different components of that has a place to play in the future of helping to educate people and plant seeds. But she said that one of the highest sources of EMFs, I'd never realized this, was printers. And she said that we must unplug our printers, because they're going to produce the EMFs like many appliances do, even if they're not running. And there's a website called ehtrust.org that has a lot of great resources for people to learn more about this. So I encourage you all to consider creating, what I say always, a sleep sanctuary. Look in your bedroom, because the only time we can truly recalibrate is during our time at home. So look in your bedroom. Make sure your cell phone is 5 feet away from you and all other appliances, including, I was on this trip, as I spoke about, to Missouri. Went in this, stayed in this very simple farm room. It had nothing but a bed, a toilet, and one chair. I love it. I love simplicity like that. It was very good for my mind. But I brought my meter out, and it had higher levels than I would ever dreamed, and it was the digital clock next to the bed. All I did was unplug it. I mean, these small steps can help you to recalibrate, at least at your evening time. So I've been in this business of helping and listening to people for 43 years now, and I want to say that the first 25, I was not aware of the devastation that mold can have on the physical, emotional state of humans. But we at Nutrition World, you know, we're here to empower people with knowledge, not to treat medical conditions. We're here to work with health professionals. We've got 17 practitioners in our center, so we kind of have a specialty on any venue. But Brandon has extensive knowledge of what mold does and how that there are options to help people, aren't there, Brandon, when you have mold? And you're not going to know you have mold until you educate yourself about mold.
That's very true. You know, the biggest thing about mold is that nobody really understands or knows. It's kind of like the secret creator of a lot of syndromes and symptoms out there that people don't look at as a causality. You know, so the main thing that started to really happen with mold is people started discovering that diseases like Lyme and other infections kind of hide behind mold. And so they discovered that a lot of the functional medicine doctors and practitioners out there that approach things a lot like what we do at Nutrition World, they'll look at mold as something that's more of a causality as opposed to the actual syndrome, like, say, for instance, Lyme disease or something like that. And so it's very interesting to see what it does to the body, because what it does is it shuts down your mitochondria and cellular health. And a lot of the functional medicine doctors that I've studied after, you know, will say that cellular health is a future of medicine. It's that concept and looking toward that is really important, because your blood test can be almost perfect, and you can still have mitochondria health and cellular health, you know, in the gutter. Then all of a sudden you develop cancer or, you know, really bad gut issues and things like that, and start having a lot of autoimmune and other things. And a lot of that goes back to mold sometimes. And I've seen several clients here in the Chattanooga area for mold, because we have so many flood zones here. We have so many areas that are kind of waterlogged, that mold is kind of rampant in Chattanooga, I've found, and in Eastridge and some of the areas around here. And so it's a very interesting thing to start going into that and seeing what it's actually doing to people. I have people that it changes the color of the skin sometimes. It'll change the way you taste or smell, the way you think. It really exacerbates chronic inflammation throughout the body, causing a lot more syndromes to be exacerbated. So if you have autoimmune, it's going to really ramp those up. Mm-hmm. It's going to really start to dig into the system. It also changes the way you think. It changes the way that you feel. It can shape the emotions differently. It can, in a negative way, you get angrier easier. You get triggered easier in life, and you also aren't able to concentrate. You have a lot of brain fog. There's so much that it does to the system. We could cover a whole segment over it. So it's pretty wild what you can do. The good news is, though, that you actually have an answer to this. You have a way of getting it out of the body that is technologically sound and developed by panels of functional medicine doctors. And that technology is amazing, and it's carbon technology. They utilize advanced carbon technology to do this, along with supporting the other parts of the body alongside of it in a protocol. So it's really awesome stuff. I've seen it completely turn around people and change their lives, literally, being on these protocols.
Yep, and I have seen and heard so many of the people you've worked with that it truly is, can potentially be life-changing. Again, we you know, everyone signs a form saying we're not treating a medical condition. We're here to empower your health, to raise your level of health. And I've said this same statement probably 500 times. People come in and they'll say, I keep having these chronic sinus infections, and, you know, they give me an antibiotic and I feel better. I always say the reason they're chronic is because the real reason, the problem is not bacteria. It's because you probably have mold, which is a breeding ground for bacteria. And the only thing they can see on a lab report is bacteria. So they treat that. But in fact, it's digging a deeper hole to create more tendencies to have more mold because of the imbalance. Kind of like regenerative farming, we need a balance in the soil to maintain its health. We need a balance within us. And my daughter, and again, getting older hopefully has given me some wisdom in life. And one of those is I don't put the words bad or good on almost anything any longer. My daughter had a devastating issue 2 years and 2 weeks ago, actually. In the middle of the night, a massive tree fell through her bedroom and came very close to killing her and her husband. It was the greatest blessing of all time. And the reason I say that, she was walking around with black fingernails and feeling awful because she had so much mold in her body, because the house was full of mold. And when we're saying mold, I'm just not running down the walls, people. You would know that. It's behind the walls. It's in the floor. It's in the air. The greatest life-saving thing that ever happened to her was the tree fell through her house. That's why I don't say good or bad about anything. Even with Carla's story on the organs, yes, it was horrendously horrible that she lost her son, but there is a part of it that did create some miracles, even in the dense darkness of that tragedy. And so this mole thing is, we just got to think about it more. And again, Brandon does consultations. If you ever choose to, you can make an appointment and come in and talk more about it. There's a line of products called CellCore that is, like he said, based in functional medicine. People who have developed this with carbon technology, it's, again, not treating the medical condition, it's recalibrating the body so it's more resilient, very close to what we do in regenerative farming. And it's not really much different than that. So great information, Brandon, on that. I want to say on some of the events coming up, we rocked the house this week with Summit Physical Therapy. We had them lined up. We're going to be doing more of those physical therapy examinations. They're free.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was. And you can go to nutritionw.com under events to keep up on all the things that are going on. We are on May 23rd doing a wonderful event from Rev. I go to Rev every week. It has to do with balancing the energetic system of the body for optimal health. And it's called Understanding Your Biogenetics and How to Heal Stress, Pain, and Anxiety. It is May 23rd. And then we're going to do free facials on May 28th. June 20th, we're going to do natural heartburn relief options. We're going to have a lecture. And that is going to be incredible because I've done one of these on a podcast on this, and heartburn and is epidemic, one. Two, the drugs that they are used to treat it should only be used for 2 weeks, but yet they're being used for 10 years. That's why we think less, because the proton pump inhibitors inhibit things in our brain. And that's why we're losing our memory in people who use these. And osteoporosis.
Those are so awful.
They're awful, but they're, and I'll say this, just as I did the vaccine of COVID, there are a subclass of people who will have to be on certain drugs because of certain dysfunctions that cannot be addressed in the body. And speaking of COVID, again, I'm seeing a little bit of uptick on that. And here's the whole answer, as it always has been. I'm going to say the word soil too many times on this show. You create healthy soil, as I saw in Missouri, you're creating a resilient plant. You're creating something that can fight its own diseases. You're creating the lack of need for terrible chemicals. It's exactly the same with our body. We talked about it endlessly during all the pandemic of raising your level of health by maintaining proper weight, taking supplements like vitamin D, NAC, multivitamins, and omega-3, just the basics. We do something called Core 4. You know, if you're not really want to get into this, but you say, I want to get a package together, what do I really need? You can go on nutritionw.com, type in the word Core 4, and you can see the four products that we know will build up the resilience of the human body. On top of that, there are a few more if you're really super concerned, but the Core 4 can do magical things. In fact, looking at the statistics on the COVID shot, 15% of all the people who had initially got the first shot refused to get the second. There is plummeting confidence and increasing concerns more and more about these boosters and everything else. And they're just, again, why would they not at least entertain in that conversation? We recommend you to get the flu shot and the COVID shot. But along with that, we should make sure your vitamin D level is adequate. We have a lab, which is there every Tuesday. They will test your vitamin D and other things. It's very important to create a team effort, and some of that may have to be on your own because a lot of physicians can't order these tests. The insurance companies have their hands tied. It's not all their fault. They're in a system that is very corporately run, and so that's why you need the good guy like Dr. Green, but right. You also need other team members, and I know you agree with that, Brandon.
I do. You talk about silver lining from like bad things. One of the great things that came from the pandemic is people started becoming aware of the importance of building their immune system.
Yep.
So important. The general public was like, hey, man, we got to really do something about fortifying ourselves. They finally got that concept, got that idea. So it's good
and
stuff.
And so did a lot of health professionals that were middle of the road, and they weren't really speaking the language. And now COVID's been, again, like you said, a blessing in certain ways. And one of those is opening their minds and realization of the basic soil mentality of our body.
Right.
And I'm just I'm just thrilled that I think this is will continue. This is not a passing fad. Now, COVID's going to continue forever. There's no way that we're going to eliminate COVID. I just flew, like I said earlier, on a commercial airline. There were probably three people, maybe five, out of the whole plane of 75 people that wore a mask. And so it is awesome that fear has no longer has the hold
Thank
on
goodness.
Us. Wow. Yes. And I will agree, the first 6 months, we were all in no man's land. We didn't know what to think. No one knew what to think. It's best to act with more caution during those times. But as the agenda became clear and as the confusion the fog lifted, it took way too long for all of it to change. But it did change. And here we are.
Caution can be great, but fear, no way.
Yeah, no way. And, you know, like there was so much censorship. Like Twitter has a history of censorship of health information. In fact, at the end of April 2021, Twitter censored many things, but one of which was censored was a peer review study from the Journal of Medical Hypothesis, which concluded that masks may be very ineffective, which they are. They're ineffective. And
Imagine
yet
that.
All but what the public doesn't realize it because the censorship's not allowing the real studies to be presented so that people can think for themselves. They just can't. I want to say real quickly, you know, the Vascular Institute studio, I love those people. Whitfield Media Group is sponsoring the Chattanooga Fitness Expo June 4th. It is going to be a heck of a deal. It's wonderful people who've trained very, very hard. And I know Dr. Green asked me, am I going to do it? Am I not? It is day to day, week to week. Had a rough time with the old hip. Again, what's happened to my hip, they feel like is like frozen shoulder, but it's frozen hip. Just nothing you can do almost except wait it out. And that's what I'm doing with patients. And it has been a wonderful teacher for me. At times I can cuss it, but overall I have learned a tremendous amount about myself and become more humble. The fact that people with chronic pain, hey, I'm your brother. I can tell you right now, I am there with you, and I understand far better than I ever did before. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I'll have a few words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue. For Brandon Knight and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. Chattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking it up.
And Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr
will get you right in the middle of it.
Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105. A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Brandon, and
hello,
we will
hello.
Yes, go and back, and next week we'll have Dr. Green back in here. If not, I'm gonna have to smack him down, but I think he will be back. And he did say he's missed me, so that was a nice little comment. You know, I've lived 65 years, and hopefully I've learned a few things. One thing that is very, very vital to my life is trying to find places of stillness, and it doesn't have to be vacations. It doesn't have to be in a cave. It doesn't have to be. But I want to read this from the Daily Stoic, which I absolutely, this really resonated with me. From the time the alarm goes off, it can feel like we get hit suddenly with a crossfire hurricane. Our house is chaos. Our schedule's grueling. Our boss is screaming our ears off. Our coworker needs us to show them how to do something for the umpteenth time. We're running late for a meeting. We're coming down to the wire on a deadline. We're not fully prepared to present to this client. We're sitting in traffic, one car away from the guy who won't lay off the horn. Finally, you've made it to the end of the day. But even the cool, quiet dark is pierced by the shriek of someone who has jammed their toe on the foot of their bed. The shriek is coming from your mouth after stubbing your toe on the way back from brushing your teeth. There's barely a thread holding it all together. There's never enough sleep. There's never enough time. Yet to be good at our jobs, to be good at this living thing, we need to find the time so that we might find stillness. Find time to reflect, to focus. We need the calm that comes from stillness to restore and reboot us. But what can we do? We have to go within. We must find it early in the morning before the house and the world are awake. We must drink in those minutes after the kids are in bed. Really drink it in. Don't defer it in favor of Netflix. Sitting in an Uber, we can take time with a journal. Getting the furthest parking spot to the garage, we can enjoy that walk to our office. Waiting in the posteriorly long line at the grocery store, we can think about what the key lessons were in what we read this morning. No matter what is happening in the world, we must be like the rock with the waves crashing around it. As Marcus Aurelius said, it stands fast and still, and eventually the sea falls still, if only for a moment. You must find stillness every day, and the best place, really, the only place to reliably look for it is within yourself. And I think being mindful is the word that I love, because I heard a gentleman I've met years ago at a retreat, Mark Nepo, talk about the fact that when he opens doors, he stops for one breath to recalibrate and be mindful of opening that door, because we don't know what's on the other side of that door. And when we come into a situation full of kind of chaotic energy, we can't meet people where they are, and we certainly are sucking some of the life energy from ourselves by
so
the
true.
Chaos. And yeah. I know that you probably resonate with those words as well as I do, don't you, Brandon?
Absolutely, no doubt.
You know, what I do for my time is every single morning I get up very early, about 3:50, and the recliner is going to have me for 30 minutes. And I never look on the phone. I never do anything that's going to distract me from my breathing, my mindfulness. And mindfulness is not running from the world. It's actually just being in the moment, letting the moment be the real moment, not the down the road of later or what's came before. It's just being present. And you know, I love the word, I heard it this morning actually when I was doing some sitting before the show, of How many people do we know that actually have deep listening qualities where they're not trying to think of what they're saying next, trying to analyze, trying to evaluate? And I just love the fact deep listening for myself. And also I'm trying to be a better listener for those in need, because people are deficient in other humans who can listen. So I'm going to get off that real quickly because we only have about 4 minutes. I want to mention, when again, bringing back my Missouri trip, when I was out there, they talked about duck eggs, because I have a picture of me with all these ducks out there and chickens. And Jordan Rubin, who's just an amazing individual with such an ethic and a heart for the future of soils and farming in his country, he said that duck eggs are twice the amount of omega-3s, twice the amount of protein, and twice the amount of healthy fat than chicken eggs. Ducks are stronger. They're less disease-ridden. They are easier to raise. And so we've been selling duck eggs at Nutrition World for almost 2 years. I've never had one, but I'm going to have 4 duck eggs in the morning, scrambled. And so I will let you know. And but everybody says they're fabulous, even better than any chicken. Have you had duck eggs?
I haven't, but I've noticed their yolks are so orange. Like they're a deeper color than the chicken eggs. And every time I've had, whenever I find them, I buy those heirloom chicken eggs out of the grocery store that are organic and everything like that. And those have very, very rich, dark yolks. And those are some of the best eggs I've ever had in my life. And I've noticed that duck eggs have the same consistency and look of them. So,
you know, our health so much comes from many factors, but one of the most important is the food we eat. And then secondly, the food only gets its nutrition from the soil it's grown on. And a food can look identical and actually have some of the similar taste, but many foods are grown on depleted soils, which means we are going to be depleted. That's one reason we have to supplement. Secondly is, I wish we didn't have to supplement. I wish we could get everything from food, but we have to find better ways on both ends. Supplement wisely and choose foods wisely, or we're going to continue the epidemic of disaster, which is really going on more than it ever has in the history of mankind. I mean, the average Tennessean's on 17 prescriptions per year. That's very, very scary. And then you add everything that we're talking about, from the COVID shots to the EMFs to the full soil depletion. We're not going to run from this, people. My goal is to create a plan of resilience. Let's build the body up so that it doesn't present the bill back to you of payday of disease and anxiety and depression and poor energy and.
Yeah.
So there are so many options, and the wonderful thing. This is not bad news. It's good news, and I want people to know and be optimistic that there are answers, but you have to, as I say constantly, create a team approach. That makes you have to choose the team. We can't choose it for you. And we have 17 practitioners at Nutrition World. We may not need to be part of your team. You can find other people that you trust that can, but you have to have somebody more than just your general practitioner, or you're probably not going to have the team.
It's true. And, you know, speaking of regenerative farming and the importance of it, our topsoil is nearly gone. I encourage all the listeners to go and look at these things up for themselves. You know, check out how we've lost 1% of our nutritive value per year of our food since 1950, since industrial farming really took off, and that's cumulative. So it's somewhere around in the 70 percentile of food that's diminished since 1950.
Wow.
The importance of supplementation is so prevalent right now, and you can see that in the way everybody's biome is, our loss of microbial diversity because we no longer live wild.
Yep.
We get more and more autoimmune as we age. Our ancestors didn't get autoimmune that much at all, but we do. So a lot to look into, a lot to think about.
And again, I recommend you go to my Facebook post, Ed Jones on Facebook. I have the pictures of my trip to Missouri, but I have a trailer on that special movie documentary called The Biggest Little Farm. It's only 4 minutes long. Watch that. And if you want to learn about regenerative farming in a very fun way, watch the movie Biggest Little Farm. And also, Zunta bars are back in. So let's, we had a real time. We sold out quicker than we ever thought, and now we have them back in stock. So run in and get you the best protein food bar there is, in my opinion. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, but also Brandon, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.